Showed you Kleine Gales Bavaliam Shuish Altacher. My name is Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to bring you this programme in two languages, one of them the English language, as a Gle Elia, a Hilg, and the other language, the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Urish, in this edition of Clare na Gael, we'll be looking at a king of Norway, Magnus Olafsson, better known as Magnus Barefoot, or perhaps Magnus Barelegs, because he wore a short tunic, apparently, perhaps even a kilt, which left his legs exposed, left his bare legs. He's particularly known for his aggressive military presence in the Irish Sea area, using the Isle of Man as his base. Van skielainach I tjorskut hojach sevurl eg amerikanach en mesich flora galena, as ti en mesich chanel mummig tiggle. Hajinum kororum kore gurish nien eg, av tjorskiel beggin the skidden a skiel in elia tashin na clash in uns klein agail roch nish, as uns ach shen ech oil erno de bavaliam gold toyacht, lesh pistachiol erlie. Tan a slura in a shen tashin clash in the cajun. We were thinking last time in Clare na Gael of the Festival Anticeltique de Lorient, but before that there was a Eisteddfod Genedlaethol. I say there was, because although there wasn't a physical festival, this year they held a Eisteddfod am Gen, the alternative Eisteddfod, an Eisteddfod online. Through Culture Vanning, you may have seen John Dowling's video of Yn Chryniach in 1995. Taking part in that was the choir Lleisiau'r Frogwy from Anglesey in Lismon, and they're to be seen in that video with their musical director and conductor Gareth Glynn. As well as being a musical director and conductor, he's also a composer. And for yr Eisteddfod am Gen, Gareth Glynn wrote the music and Eleri Cwyfan wrote the words for a piece which was brought together through Zoom. But it was a massive undertaking, involving over 400 members of 13 brass bands and 31 choirs, from youth choirs to pensioner choirs. The brass bands included youth bands and older bands as well, and that was from throughout Wales. In view of the way the rainbow has become a much-used symbol recently since the lockdown, the piece is called Pont y Glaw, literally a rain bridge, an alternative to the Welsh word envis for a rainbow. Although the piece is quite lengthy, 8 minutes, we'll start by enjoying Pont y Glaw. Tashu geist jachrish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skeliena wash dulish, Elian Vanning.
Thank you.
Pontyglaw, The Rainbow, a national choral and brass band project, music by Gareth Glynn and words by Eleri Cwyfan, and written for Yr Eisteddfod Amgen. The Chronicle of the Kings of Man and the Isles was published by the Manx Society in two volumes with an extensive commentary by Professor P.A. Munch. Professor Munch gives detailed evidence for his view that the Chronicle got a bit mixed up with its narrative in relation to Magnus Barefoot. His view is that Magnus Barefoot was involved first in the Orkneys and then the Scottish Isles, then Galloway and also the Isle of Man for the first time as early as 1093 and 1094. The Chronicle doesn't refer to anything that early, but some of what was done at that time may have been accredited in the Chronicle to what it has to say about a second expedition in 1098 and 1099. But again, in Professor Monk's view, there's further confusion with his final campaign, which came in 1102 and 1103, so three campaigns perhaps compressed together in the Chronicle. Professor Munch says that some of what is described as is probably accurate overall, but some events are ascribed to a single campaign of 1098 and 1099, and the Chronicle also includes things which, he says, are merely just stories. Chanel mummig tigl, echor a bi, teiginch dau na velnin liadon as bugenin ons riechid. Teiginch dau na velveg na lai cool chleir mahon formal yavi, na ons a fresediem. Teiginch dau na velveg chijin o adi dau. Teiciat mychion ferdjain yr ydyn sien, chynaw veg formal yavi na ons ma fresedi. Te chau mwy jain dorosem, lort rish mummig, tanacht yn ffolich, lloris gul yr ffag yn dyfoslich. Henke dy so tamol der dy henna, as gaw ei toech der gul dy lai sy'n o'n liafi as mummig. Tami ma lai ons ma liafi gyn cael y dach i. Geistiach. Geistiach, son sgrech yn y bi. Geistiach dy unw siga dy fel mummig mai dy lŵr. Geistiach dy unw siga dy fel ad i yr bi jinti. Some music now from Scotland, played by the Strathspey Fiddlers. Strathspey Fiddlers, led by their teacher Donald Barr, been here for Anshuniach and for Shannach is Due, most often for Shannach is Due. Sjord jyst asiwn yn asiwn, radio fannu, as a Clare Shaw, Clare Nigail. Se, Robert Cytyn Carslomish, Robert y Carslach.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Mw fys ryd y byr y chlasen, as yr liam dy fel ei sienol gwrys sgrech, tam i liam y mach as mae liafi, as tam i siwl gos dor y sem yr liafach mae fwmig. Tam i ffosli begyn. Tam i snawstiach trwy dy fyrna, as to me blek through the dorchus, fre lara a vogen, rish uren, gin glaciach a muskel. Ho glas is de het in vomig. De velij in de het in is a chluishag. Ononach de fissem de velion, shen kunt a chemmel bachtel de al dry magitamoi. Ta kragen dorach ege vogen, as ta kronen ege. Genelle kragen egesen weg ho bug as kragen mummig. Shen an orne vel mi riu bentenrish. Chalias ta mi shigan a veli ar chijin awadi da mumig, ta mi gul bach as maliavi rish. This is one of the things in the Chronicle of the Kings of Man and the Isles that Professor Munch thinks is fanciful. Just to set the scene, Magnus Barefoot's father was Olaf Kyrre, Olaf the Peaceful, who was the third king of that name, King Olaf, in Norway. And Olaf's father was Harald Haarfagre, or Harald Hardrada, who'd been killed in the Battle of Stamford Bridge near York in 1066, trying to invade England. Now, the preceding Olaf, Olaf II, had been declared a saint in 1030 by Bishop Grimkeld of Nidaros, where the body of Olaf was enshrined. And so, turning to the chronicle, in the year 1098, it says, Magnus, king of Norway, son of Olaf, the son of Harald Haarfagre, wishing to ascertain if the body of St. Olaf remained free from corruption, ordered his tomb to be opened. The bishop and clergy resisted the attempt, but the king audaciously came forward, and by royal order had the shrine opened for his inspection. Now this is the Cornish group, the Bullingy Troil Band, with a version of a well-travelled song here called Blackbirds and Thrushes, which many in the here in the island will recognise.
All the young ladies were blackbirds and thrushes. If all the young ladies
the Belingi Troil Band with a song called Blackbirds and Thrushes. Back to the Chronicle of the Kings and of Man and the Isles again. King Magnus has had the shrine of St. Olaf opened in Nidaros. When he, Magnus, had seen with his eyes and touched with his hands the incorrupt body, a great fear suddenly took possession of him, and he departed in great haste. The following night, Olav, the martyr king, appeared to him in a vision and said, "Choose, I tell you, one of two things, either to lose your kingdom and life within 30 days, or to retire from Norway and never again to see it." The king, awakening from sleep, summoned his princes and elders and related to them the vision. But they, in great alarm, advised him to quit Norway as soon as possible. He immediately collected a fleet of 160 ships and sailed to the Orkney Islands, which he subdued. And passing through all the islands, these are all the Sudreys, the southern isles, brought them under his dominion and arrived at Man. Dach mora tami giri esmoliavi, tami cor mum meidach, esh, tami tanachtan machiadu ega doros. Tami cor machlish nayan doros dachlashan vela bugain on. Dach mora chanel vegra chlashan them. Ach tre tami shul shis na grishan, te da kinjach na hai ega vurd, furach dan orum. Ta mummig de kinjach corlesh uan as bagoon neg er a hon. Chanel mi riu lortrish mummig de inchji machion in im neem, ha jinnach hi tickle. Jinnach hi cor orum, gul back as a wall shen, lesh na bolach an bena, lint de vei bug, as na saljig an gyal. A bol shen, as harau vegem, ach liavi, premi, as ma smunion burit empin. Fe orym tanachtan sy'n fôl sien, rys tri mechyn neg y chwd slw. Now this evening at 7:30, that's to say Sunday the 23rd of August, in case you're listening on demand or to the podcast, this evening at 7:30, the choir Kirjan Kujach will be taking a musical and poetic journey around the island, and that'll be in the Erin Arts Centre, and perhaps this song may feature.
Oh,
the title track of an album by Curjan Cujach, Bala Kilferic. Yorisha Jeraje, Henke down the rawa der livremi ernod raumi coreber cruacht and the yaunison ermahon heen. Raper na stuchen lina mach as na cluishigan. Lotrum peen, as bula machion nine a bolachan. But all you smunion the raumi ass machiel. As the fissem, the velmi. Ach an elor dousen tickle shen. Maso ons in a jay shen, tammy ma lai ons ma liavi fayan lai. Fe yer a hall, tad liga mach mi. And el mi giri go back a sen arach. Ta femem, feddenach de gedden reirische vogen, gin kuna vai mummig. Chen el mummig tiggle a chorer bi. Ta jean ersen ons acht na vel mi riu, na vel I riu jean orms. Ta fissem, de vel graiek air. The Chronicle has brought Magnus Barefoot now here to the island. Putting in at the island of St. Patrick, he went to visit the site of the battle which the Manxmen had fought between themselves a short time before, for many bodies of the slain still lay there unburied. When he'd observed the beauty of the island, he was much pleased and chose it for his abode, erecting forts which to this day bear his name. He, Magnus, compelled the men of Galloway to cut timber and bring it to the shore for the construction of the forts. Now, these great timbers were known as piles, and a defensive structure with its pile walls became known as a pile, and the western city of Peel gets its name from the pile constructed there on St. Patrick's Isle, since replaced with the stone buildings we see left today. Another pile was almost certainly Cronk na Howe, or Fairy Hill at Ballafessen. The third may perhaps have been Castle Ward. Well, this now is a melody to dance a Breton gavotte. It's played by accordionist Yanvanche Perroche. Yanvanche Perroche playing the accordion and a Mélodie Gavotte, a tune for a gavotte. The last 25 seconds were gavotte-type speed, but before that he played it rather like a guerre's, an unusual setting for that kind of tune. Asiwn yn asiwn ta radio fanyn, se clen y gael ta gul yr sgeliein y cart nes. Mer yn pyn, Robert Cytyn Coswell, Robert y Corslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Well, Magnus was obviously restless and aggressive. He sailed to Anglesey, says the Chronicle, an island of Wales, where he found two Earls Hugh. Now, one of these was the Earl of Chester and the other was the Earl of Shrewsbury. So these two Earls Hugh, one of whom he slew, the other he put to flight, and brought the island under subjection to himself. The Welsh brought him great presents, and taking leave of them, he returned to Man. We now move on to another story that Professor Munch thinks is apocryphal. He, Magnus, sent his shoes to Murrah, King of Ireland, commanding him to carry them on his shoulders through the house on Christmas Day in the presence of the envoys, in token of his subjection to King Magnus. When the Irish heard this, they were highly incensed and indignant. But their king, following the dictates of wiser counsel, said he would not only carry the shoes, but eat them, rather than that Magnus should ruin a single province in Ireland. Von Bugain gor is siren, as for mish bear the mummig. Renny for gael mish, da hamult mach de hit quail of Bugain. Genisji de rawi chi, vea na lung jäger. Tret ami gin mummig, chan nodon vei shiga vei e fos. Gamalishel. Chan nodon vei shiga vele a nye fos. Oh, gamalist, Tommy Fagan, Tret ami gin mummig, chan nodon vei shiga. Veli fos gamalt, noveli rei slugit chis hanna. Creer be, fodon fos sau eli. An onach de gedden rei rishiren and siren, as kion mummig, shen, de strai a siren. Len of erach, be merlu. Tamishul's jacks a chamber early, as to me goil graem jay panna as yarn comit, as al falla. Tammy Golgus a word as Tammy Blake as Jack on Sulian of again, son of Hits Jerry. A here show the yinu cock lay, te chitliam munga air. Te munga arms, nis. Tammy Goyle chimma jay. Chenel ayer be egger, develop bios egger chi chitkus jera. Now this is an Irish song that lazily unwinds. It's called Tom Tadgill or The Beggar's Song, and it's sung here, I think, by Paikey Russell of Doolin, County Clare. He's not specifically named, but I think it's him.
Of all trade scorn, it's in begging I take delight. And my rings are all paired to saddle it on my stacks every night. And my rings are all paired, and I take a long stick in my hand, and at night time they play of the fair maids as well as they can. I was walking all day till I came to a rich farmhouse, and I leant on my stick like a poor man lately let out, without eating or drinking those 20 long hours and more. And kind madam, I said, would you pray and remember the poor? And if it's and you want the old man, you'll get him, she said. But before she gave money, she ran to her mammy upstairs, saying, mammy, dear, mammy, there's an old man in the hall, but you will keep closest in your chamber. Of my neighbours, but he ravishes all. Now the mother, she's go after and call the silly old fool, for taking such notions of air, a poor man at the door, with his breeches all broken, and torn behind and before in the doldrums hung down for the long angels are more. Tom Todger, she said, why don't you go earn your bread? To some days, then farmer house, well, you could be decently clothed and fed. To flowers, so, madam, I've got but small skill, but I could plough the small farm that lies the your end. And Tom Todger, she said, if you and me could agree, I would make you a steward all over my men for to be. We could eat at one table and lie in a soft bed of down if I only could gain you, Tom Todger, from Killala Town.
I say, I think that's Paikie Russell, and he's of the Russell family of Doolin, County Clare. At least he was. They're all past now, I think. And that was a song about Tom Tadgill, otherwise known as the Beggar's Song. Tammy Troggel Susa Panna, as Tammy Labble Air Chow Kion of Ugain. Chabia Chopiendach Erson of Ugain, Mavise Ginena Air. Tammy sai birgen liaure an aal, stiach se vol, veeg e chri, drau cri ege. Tammy giglerach les griesige, chaus tammy gien er an oel lege, rai sies a chliw. Ta fissem, de bi mummig sausen isch. Ta mummig reistiach sa chamer, te chit gestap mor de bechi riojic, as te djin er a chorp bug na lai herish boer de chamer early, esh, te fagin an aal sa lauem, kudish lesh fool. Ta was a varu, eh, te gilach mos grech, nien haglach os greater vei jinted. Te raig as chow of again, te claimer a kion ege ons na raichin ege, as te kenya. Ta mish mechiad o un shen gian ori. Chanel mummig tigl a chor a bi. Ni eis cor bwys dawn a san mi. And back to the chronicle again. He, the Irish King Murrow, therefore complied with the injunction. This was to put the shoes on his shoulders and walk through the palace on Christmas Day. And treated the envoys, it says, with honour. Sent many presents also by them to King Magnus, and arranged a treaty. On their return, the envoys reported to their master the situation and delightfulness of Ireland, the abundance of its produce, and the salubrity of its climate. Magnus, hearing this, could think of nothing but the conquest of all Ireland. So the ever-aggressive Magnus Barefoot now has decided to invade Ireland, and, says the chronicle, he therefore ordered a fleet to be assembled, and going on himself before with 16 ships to explore the country, landed incautiously, was suddenly surrounded by the Irish, and perished with almost all who were with him. He was buried near the church of St. Patrick in Down. He reigned over the Isles 6 years. So although he was king of Norway, in fact, the chronicle is making him the de facto king of Man and the Isles as well. We were thinking last time of the Festival Interceltique de Lorient, but we heard only Breton music. Now, apart from the usual six well-known Celtic countries, Lorient invites others with a Celtic heritage, including Galicia. And as I remarked before, I love the open-throated singing of the Galician women. Thank you. Galician band Berro Gueto and the song Ambia. Well, I get rare sure the cajun tammy corgere er ski line, hugger van skill sure the very gintus herish hanna. Either how unarn a sluice a clan yisser kunter hjolschen hilschen pont a glau, gint son a reisted for amgen. Well, finally, it was something of an ignominious end for Magnus Barefoot, because he was killed in a skirmish, probably as he was taking part in a cattle raid for supplies in Ulster, rather than at the head of his army as he made ready to invade Ireland. The death of Magnus Barefoot came on the 23rd of August, 1103. As Mosen Dera and Nachiet and Treia Jit the Chokion their Clenig Ailrish. We close with the first track off Mark Lawrence's Skeel and the Guitar, with himself on guitar, joined by Kirsty on whistle, Katie on fiddle, and Russell Cowan on bowron. But now, until next time, this is Robert Cuttine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a Crieriu, as Ortsulier, as my Yerian Shed you will you.